appreciate very much the good humble prayer and ask the continued interest in your prayers as we stand before you to proclaim God's word. I want to turn to a text which I'll take, and y'all will forgive me now. I'm having a little trouble with my eyesight as I get older, and it's difficult sometimes for me to read the scriptures, but for me to read my text, I have a little magnifying glass that I will use sometimes to help me to read it. So this morning, the Lord being my helper, I have a very important subject to each and every one of you, but mainly to these small children. I want you to listen. I want you to get the message. I want you to understand how important it is to your life. I live now on the last day of this month, 84 years. So I'll begin next month on my 85th year. And I know from life's experience how important these things are to you. And it's important for you to keep them and to remember them and to do them the best you can. These are things that you are required as a born again child of God to do while you live here in this world. It has nothing to do with gaining a home in heaven. That's been obtained for you by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the tree of the cross to all God's children that God the Father gave to him in a covenant of grace before the world was. But still, there's some important things for you to do as you travel along life's way in order to enjoy this life and enjoy what God has given you, eternal life, when he quickened you and gave you the new birth. So keep in mind what I'm going to say this morning. I guess if I were to title this subject, it would be Walking with God. How do we walk with God? We want to take a look at some scriptures that talk about walking with God. Now we want to take our text. It's found in 1 John, and we'll read a few scriptures here, but my text is primarily one of these verses. But it begins here in the third chapter of the book of John, and it's we begin here with the 18th verse. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, nor in deed, and in truth, but in deed and in truth. Now, what he's saying there is if you just say you love somebody, that's one thing, but that's not true love. To say, to just tell somebody you love them, you love somebody by your actions toward them, your actions, your kindness, your things that you might share with them, things that you might say to them, things you might do to encourage them. Your deeds, the things you might do for them, these are the things that make for the love that you have toward a person. So that's what he's saying. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, nor in deed, but in truth. And hereby we know him, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And my text is this: and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Let us be sure that we understand what our text says. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, what is that talking? Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. That does not mean that you ask for a Mercedes and you get one because you asked for it. It doesn't mean nothing like that. It doesn't mean material things. It means things that you might ask of God in a spiritual realm or in a spiritual way. God will grant them if you are obedient unto his word. And obedience is required to receive the blessings of God. Not to go to heaven, but to receive the blessings of God, that you might experience the goodness of God here in this life while you travel here in this world. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Doing those things that are pleasing in the sight of God. And then he goes on and said, and this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he loved, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. God has given us the Spirit of his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into your heart and became within you that you might serve him and love him. And if you love God, it's because he first loved you. And so the things that we want to take a look at, as I said earlier, is walking with God. Now, there's five things we're going to look at this morning, telling us how we can walk with God. Think about that. Walking with God the Father. We can walk with God we can walk with him in perfection. Now I'm going to have to explain to you what that means, in perfection, but we're going to get to it, and we're going to go to another part of the scripture that'll tell us about walking with God in perfection. We're going to talk about walking with God in the truth. You know, people say, well, you know, I go to this church, or I go to that church, or I believe this, or I believe that. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. We're all trying to get to the same place anyway. No, we're not trying to get anywhere. Where we're going is God has provided for us. We didn't earn it. We can't earn it. We didn't do anything to get it. And we can't do anything after we have it to deserve it. No, God gave us his life, gave us eternal life by his grace and his grace alone. So we're going to see about walking with God in perfection. We're going to see about walking with God in truth. It is important, little child of God, that you walk with God in truth. If you're walking with God in the era of the world, or the era of the religious world of today, you won't be walking with God. Walk with God in perfection, walk with God in truth, and then we'll see where it tells us that we to walk with Him, walk with Him, and do those things that are good in the sight of God. We're going to see a scripture that tells us to walk with God in the light of his word, in the light of His word, or the light of the living. It says, in the light of the living. What's the living? Those that have been born again of the Spirit of God. Not only and then there's a scripture that we're going to look at that says, walk with God in the land of the living. And I trust this morning at Macedonia Church, we're here in the land of the living, where a few of God's children have gathered themselves into a congregation called the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. And you are, in fact, the land of the living. And you want to walk with God in the land of the living. So those five things we want to take a look at. And we're going to begin with the first of those things, which is walking with God in perfection. How in the world can we, as sinners saved by grace, walk with God in perfection? If you're walking with God, and if you think this is walking with God in your perfection, you're thinking wrong. It's not in your perfection that you walk with God, but it's in the perfection of God Himself, the perfection of Jesus Christ Himself, the perfection of Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, and when He came to this earth, kept the law to a jot and to a tittle. The scripture describes Him as one who was holy, harmless, and undefiled, and separate from sinners. And whenever He quickened you and gave you eternal life, He gave you that perfection, the righteousness of Jesus Christ Himself. So if you're going to walk with God, you don't walk with Him in your perfection. You walk with Him in the perfection of Christ Himself. Now we want to turn over here to the book of Genesis, and we'll find a man we're all familiar with, a man who is very critical and important in the birth of Jesus Christ our Lord. That man's name was Abram, whose name was changed here from Abram to Abraham. Let us look at it and see what it says. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. There's a commandment that God gave to Abram. Walk with me and be thou perfect. Was it possible for Abram, whose name was changed here from Abram to Abraham, to walk in perfection within himself? No, it was not possible. But he had been regenerated by the Spirit of God, and he had the righteousness of Christ that had been imputed to him, and he could walk with God in that righteousness that he had within himself, that was the righteousness of God. And that righteousness of God, which is Jesus Christ, is perfect. He's holy, He's harmless, He's undefiled, He's separate from sinners. Indeed, he was talking about Abram walking in the person of Jesus Christ, who had given him life and was within him. And let's go on and read down through that. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee." Indeed, he says, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, in the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. Now all of that is speaking of Abraham being the father of the seed by which Jesus Christ would be born. And so Abraham would become the father of many nations because Jesus Christ and the people that God the Father had given to Christ that would eventually be born again of the Spirit of God. And by that fact, Abraham became the father of many nations. And God has a people out of every kindred, out of every tongue, out of every tribe, out of every nation, and people upon the face of the earth. And they're all, in fact, the children of Abraham because of what this scripture says right here. Yes, indeed, walking with God in perfection, not in your own perfection, but in the perfection of Jesus Christ, whose righteousness has been bestowed upon every single one that is a child of God in this world here that we live in. And now we want to take a look at a scripture that talks about walking in truth. Now, as I said before, some people say, well, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as we're all working to get to the same place. But no, we're not working to get anywhere. Us old Baptists realize the work's been finished. The work's been accomplished. Jesus finished it on the cross. On the cross he went and he laid down his life. And as a result of his going to the cross and laying down his life, he obtained eternal salvation for all that God the Father gave to him in a covenant of grace before the world was. But it is critical and important for you as a child of God to walk in the truth. It's important to walk with God in truth. If you veer from here and go out where they believe it's based on something you have to do in order to get to go to heaven, then you're not walking with God in truth. And if you're not walking with God in truth, you're not properly walking and serving the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the one thing we do here at Macedonia. We walk with God in the truth, in the truth of this scripture that I'm reading to you here, in the truth of what it teaches, in the truth of what it says. And we want to walk with God in the perfection of Jesus and in the truth of the scriptures, the truth of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now let us look at some scripture here that we'll talk about walking in truth. It says in the fourth verse of chapter 2 of 1 Kings, it says that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if my children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth. Now there it is. If my children will take heed to their way and walk before me in truth with all their heart, with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, and a man on the throne of Israel. That says if we walk with God in truth, we'll receive a blessing from God. It'll be a great blessing in your life to walk with God in truth. Some people come to the knowledge of the truth and then veer away and go out into the religious worlds of this day that are not worshiping in truth. They're worshiping in the work of sinners to save themselves, not in the work of the finished work of Jesus Christ. If you walk in that way, you will not, I say you will not be walking with God in truth. Walking with God in truth is very critical and very important. Now, just reading up a few scriptures before that. Now, the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, now here, King David was up in age. He was about to die. He had a son named Solomon, and he instructed Solomon here in this scripture. I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes. And here David was instructing his son Solomon to walk in the ways of the Lord, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that they may prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if my children will take heed of their way and walk before me in truth with all of their heart and with all of their soul, there shall not fail thee, a man on the throne of Israel. Walking with God in truth, very critical and very important to you as a child of God, as you walk along God's way in service to him in this life. Now we want to look at some scripture that says, do those things that are good in the sight of God, doing those things that are good in his sight. We not in order to obtain not to obtain eternal life, but to obtain the blessings of God while we travel here in this world. We'll take a text here from concerning this in the third in the 20th chapter of the book of 2 Kings, where it says in verse 3, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. Now I want you to pay particular attention with just what that scripture says. It says, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how that I have walked with thee, how? Walk with thee in truth. I've already gone over that. You must walk with God in truth, and with a perfect heart. Now see, this gets it more down to where it comes from. It's not from the person himself, but it's the person's heart that God has changed and given a new heart in regeneration. I've served thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done those things that are good in thy sight. And it came to pass before Israel was gone out into the middle of the court that the word of the Lord came to him. Yes, indeed, walking with God, walking with him in truth and with a perfect heart. And backing up to the first of this chapter, in these days was Hezekiah unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos gave to him and came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy home in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how that I have walked with thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. You see, now this whole thing was Hezekiah was about to die, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he was a man that walked with God in truth and in perfection. And as a result of his prayer unto God, God granted him an extension of his life, that he was about to die, and he extended his life 15 years. It was a reward he received in time here because he walked with God in truth and in perfection. Yes, indeed, that is indeed concerning walking with God. Now, walking with God is very critical and important for us as we travel here in this earth. And how is it that we can walk in truth? We're going to turn to a scripture now found over in the book of Psalms that tells us about walking with God. Now this says to walk with God in the light of the living. Now, the light of the living, what does that mean? The light means the understanding that they have of what the scripture teaches. The understanding of the things that this word of God teaches us about Jesus, about God, about salvation, about how he saved us and why he saved us. These are things that are important and crucial to us as the child of God. And who is it that holds these positions? It's those in the visible church of Jesus Christ. What's their light? Well, they usually express their light in articles of faith. Those are the light of what they believe this scripture teaches. They're very concise, they're very short, they're very thorough, and they teach us what God has done for us through the person of his son, Jesus Christ. Now, we want to take a look here at some scripture here in the book of Psalms that tells us about walking with God in the light of the living. I'm going to begin here with Psalms 56. And it says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. He said, mine enemies would daily swallow me up. For they be many that fight against me, O God Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They neither themselves together they hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. O God, thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears unto thy bottle, that be not thy book. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back, and I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me. O God, I will render praises unto thee. And then in verse 13 he says, for then hast thou delivered my soul from death. Wilt thou not deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And walking before God is in the light, the scriptural understanding of what this book teaches by the visible kingdom of God. That's the light of the living. The things that the church holds that this scripture teaches, that's critical, that's important, that's very critical for us as we travel here in this world. So we're talking about walking with God in the light of the living. And then there's a scripture now, another psalm, that tells us to walk with God in the land of the living. Now, what is the land of the living? I believe that the land of the living is the visible church of Jesus Christ right here in this world that we live in. And I believe it consists of congregations throughout the world, throughout the United States and other countries where they gather together and worship God in spirit and in truth. And whenever you have that, you have what I call the visible church of Jesus Christ. It's the church by which God's children can join themselves together with and serve the Lord in perfection and in truth, and doing those things that are pleasing unto God, and serving him in the light of what they say that the scripture teaches, which is the truth of the scriptures, the articles of faith, as they state and summarize in a brief, concise way the things that we hold to and the things that we believe about God's word. Those are all critical. But now that's the land of the living, the church itself, the inside portion of the visible church of Jesus Christ. Now let us see this scripture here that speaks of walking in the land of the living. And it says in verse 9 here of the book of Psalms 116, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Now, what is the land of the living? Is the visible church, walking before God in the visible church, the church that holds to the things that the scripture teaches and has the light of what it teaches and who it's about, like walking with God in perfection. We know that as sinners, we can't be perfect. We can't walk with God in perfection. We'll fail. We'll fall short. But yet we can walk with God in the perfection of Jesus Christ that's been implanted within the hearts of each and every one of us as we travel here in this world. We'll see you going back and reading some in this psalm, Psalms 116. He says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. What a glorious privilege and honor it is to know that the Lord is there, seated at the right hand of God, ever ready to make intercession for us, ever ready for us to call upon him in prayer, and he hears and answers our prayer. That's a great honor and a great privilege. And it says, the sorrows of death compass me, and the pains the pains of hell yet upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. That's the visible church of Jesus Christ. I believe, therefore, have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are lies. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant and the son of thine handmaid. And thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Yes, walking before God in the land of the living. Now we've looked at this scripture, and we've taken a text, and we've talked about walking with the Lord. We have walked with the Lord here as we travel here in this earth. This has nothing whatsoever to do with anything you earn or gains anything to you in heaven. That's all been obtained by the finished work of Jesus Christ. But this is very critical unto you to enjoy the benefits of eternal life that God has given to you, and that you will enjoy what you do in serving the Lord while you travel here in this world. What are those 5 points that we said in summarizing this morning as we get ready to close this this message out? Walking with God. Walk with God in perfection, not in your own perfection, but in the perfection of Jesus Christ that's been imputed to every born-again child of God. We have the perfection of Christ. Christ was perfect. He kept the law to a jot and tittle. And when he was on the cross, finished the work of salvation for every single person that God the Father gave to him in a covenant of grace before the world was. So the first point was walk with God in perfection, in the perfection of Christ. Walk with him in Christ's perfection. Walk with him honoring God and giving him the honor and the glory for salvation that's of the Lord. Walk with him then in truth. Don't let anybody ever tell you It doesn't matter whether you what you believe is the truth or not the truth. We're all working to get to the same place. You tell them we're not working to get anywhere. That's been obtained for us by the finished work of Jesus Christ. But we do want to walk with God in the truth of what His Scriptures teach, in the understanding of how He saved us, in the understanding of the things that He has done for us, in the understanding of what He finished that redeemed us, that gives us a home. A home in heaven, not by what we've done, but by what He has done. Walking with God in perfection, walking with God in truth. And then we saw a scripture that talks about doing those things that are pleasing or good in the sight of God. We want to do things for others. We want to do things for each other. We want to love one another. We want to express love to one another, not just by saying it, but by things we do for one another. We want to express and see that love, doing those things that are good in the sight of God. And then we want to serve the Lord in the light of the living. That is the light of the living, the visible church that has the light of the Word of God through their articles of faith and what they believe that this Scripture teaches. So serving God in an area where they have the light of the proper explanation of what the Scriptures teach unto us. So in the light of the living, and then serving the Lord in the land of the living. And in the land of the living is in the visible church of Jesus Christ, whether it's Macedonia or other congregations that serve and meet together and serve the Lord in fellowship and in truth with one another. Yes, indeed. These are great things for us to understand as we travel here in this world. It's a great thing to get down to my age, 84 years old, and have said, and when you could have said, I've lived and followed the Lord in anywhere He led me. I've believed His word and I've followed His word. There was a time when I was confused about this, what this word taught. But when I came and God revealed to me the knowledge of what this scripture teaches me about Jesus and His finished work, I've had a wonderful life, and it's been good to have been in it and to have served the Lord in it. I thank you for your attention. May the Lord bless and keep you is my prayer. Now we're going to sing some song, announce the open doors of the church in any way she receives members. If there be one here that have that desire, you certainly have that opportunity to join this church and to serve the Lord.